Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month med plus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
The one and only Darren Green Show. Hello and welcome again to the Darren Green Show, your weekly dose of pop culture news, music, social media gossip, and reality TV. Please be sure that if you are watching this on YouTube to leave your thoughts in the comments, leave a like. And if you're not subscribed to the channel by now, okay, what are we doing? Subscribe to the goddamn channel. Also to the audio listeners, hey, what's going on? Please be sure to leave a rate and review. We love those. We also, the comments, come on. We on Spotify, child. You can add comments to the audio podcast, okay? So definitely check that out. I want y'all listening on there, child. Apple Music, y'all could be chiming in too. Come on, let's bring a comment section to the podcast so that I can hear what the listeners are saying, the audio listeners of that point. But anyway, shout out to the We Are You Radio listeners. Since we're talking about audio, hey, what's going on? Happy Monday. I know it's early in the morning for you guys. By the time the rest of y'all see this, is going to be 12 in the noon EST. I'm doing good. I'm chilling. I'm doing what needs to be done. We have a lot of things to get into. We got to get a little political in the beginning, child, because you already know what's going on, child. I mean, it's bittersweet. I had a good 3-day weekend. I'm about to go back to work tomorrow. Well, today, since this episode is dropping on Monday. And yeah, bittersweet that I had the 3 days off, 4th of July, and a whole lot of things done conspired off of that, child. But I will say this, though. I've been really watching a couple shows that has just been, I don't know, giving me like a little bit of escapism, a little bit of light, and just, and y'all gonna drag me for one, one show that I should have been watching. Okay, yeah, whatever, I'm young. But I've been watching Love Island. Season 7 is really interesting. Now, this is my first season watching the show. And I never really did kind of, I never found it. Because it's just, okay, it's a bunch of beautiful people finding love. It's straight people. Okay, and I ain't got nothing against my heteros. Shout out to y'all. But, you know, what do I have to get into this for? I never thought about it being a show that I would be into, but somebody at my job told me to watch it. And I'm like, I'm going to give it a try because I did see clips and, like, people are saying this is a really good season. So I'm like, let me see what it gives, honey. I like the show, okay? Yeah, look at me. Don't judge a book by its cover. It is an interesting show. I mean, yes, it's a little bit of brain rot, but it's the necessary brain rot that we need. I feel like we need a little bit of escapism during this time, and I definitely feel like Love Island is definitely that escapism. And the next show that I said I was watching was Noah's Ark. I want to watch the new movie, but in order for me to watch a new movie with me, I gotta know context. So I gotta watch all the episodes of the actual show, and then I gotta watch the wedding movie, and then I'll watch the movie. So I've been catching up with Noah's Ark. Now, that show is definitely healing. It's definitely, like, it's something about this show, and gotta speak to McGee's, honey, maybe a little bit older, but it does not feel like your average gay flick or gay show, whatever, that's like hypersexual, and it feels two notches down from a porno, you get what I'm saying? This is showing like intimacy and innocence in a way, if that makes sense. I mean, there's still like a lot of freaky deaky stuff going on, you know what I'm saying? That's what's gonna happen, but I feel like it's more wholesome. And it's so unfortunate that it only lasted for 2 seasons or whatever. This is like Gay Girlfriends. Okay. Like, I remember I used to watch Girlfriends with my mom a long time ago. Very boring. Didn't care for it. But this kind of is reminiscent of Girlfriends, the gay guy version. And I'm kind of messing with it. So we'll see where this goes. I'm on episode 6 or whatever of season 1. So don't spoil it, y'all. But yeah, I've been watching Noah's Ark. And also, like I said, Love Island. It's been giving me this escapism, child, because let me tell you something. This harsh reality in which we live in, child. I'm 4 minutes in, child. I need to wrap this up. This harsh reality that we all live when it comes to this big, horrendous bill that was signed into law on the 4th of freaking July. And might I add, I ain't do a fuck thing. Excuse my French. I ain't do a fuck thing for 4th of July at all. There's nothing to be celebratory of. There's nothing to be proud of. I'm not patriotic. I didn't even cook out, child. And first of all, with inflation going up, I ain't seen. Let me tell you something. Things around this area, child, I smell cookout food all the time. I didn't even think I smell anybody cooking out. Inflation is through the roof. Don't nobody got money to be doing all that shit, feeding everybody and their families. Let me tell you something. Cookouts was not in this year, child. Nobody was cooking the fuck out. Okay? Let's say everybody was cooking in what they can, child. But yeah, just to bring up that horrendous bill, Trump has officially signed the big, beautiful bill into law. The 900-page document will extend tax cuts to the wealthy families that were expected to expire this year. Around $1 trillion in Medicaid cuts are projected to leave around 13 million Americans without health insurance by 2034. The bill will also cut food assistance for low-income housing by $285 billion. Yeah, that's what's going on today, guys. That is what's going on today. And I said this on my on Facebook. I also tweeted about it. I said, let me tell you something. This president told us, die slow. He told you, your family, your grandma, your great aunts, your cousins, your family members with ailments and issue, you know, whatever outstanding health or medical issues that they got going on. He told y'all to die freaking slowly. All of us. I mean, except for his rich counterparts or whatever. They're going to be fine. But us, we're going to die slow. You know, that many people stripped from Medicaid, people are going to be affected. They said that the cuts will cause a lot of hospitals, neighboring hospitals, to close. People won't be able. If there's an emergency, you got to drive about 45 minutes to an hour to go to an emergency room. And they're saying even the hospitals in the rural areas will get closed down. So and people's response is saying to all this, saying, oh, it's only going to affect the undocumented. It's only going to affect the undocumented immigrants and stuff like that. No, boo-boo. Honey, this is going to affect American citizens. And also for the people that are saying that, well, we need to stop being heavily reliant on the government, that you need to get up and get these damn jobs. These jobs are not offering fucking benefits. They're not giving us a livable wage. People need Medicare. People are working. I know you're not talking about the working class, because the working class is working. We working. We go to our jobs every freaking work. We work freaking 40 hours a week. You get what I'm saying? So for people to sit there and say, oh, well, you guys don't deserve it and you need to work for everything that you got. We are working for everything. Every crumb, every peanut that they want to sit there and pay us. Job market is trash. People is out of work. You think people don't want to work? You think people are just sitting on their ass? Yes. There are people that abuse the system. That's a small, minute number of people. I'm sorry. Y'all looking at it. Y'all looking at the ghetto girl that's getting all the snacks using her EBT card. But I had people that was on EBT, that was on WIC, that was on SNAP, that was on all of that. They go to work. They make sure they fridge is filled with food. Okay, your meats and vegetables to make sure they're able to cook. Like, y'all cannot generalize. Not everybody that's on the system abuses the system, and that's just simply what it is. Like I said, hospitals will close in droves. You're going to see a lot of dead bodies. And I don't mean that in being exaggeratory. I mean that in the very literal sense. Okay? And also, I hate to go into conspiracy, but we do have to bring up the fact that this orange man sat there and said that, oh, he's going to be talking about farmer responsibility, making farmers responsible for the possible undocumented workers that work under them. Make no mistake, child, slavery is coming back. Slavery is coming back, and it's repackaged in a different way. It's not going to be overtly like, oh, wow, yep, that's what that is. No. Okay, let's be very clear. And the alligator Alcatraz, child, let me tell y'all something. And look, I'm not going to speak too much on what I've been hearing and what I've been noticing, because I've been seeing a lot of people post about it. it's real funny that these detention centers that are just being built, that little alligator Alcatraz, they say, oh, only people are going to meant to be here for 2 weeks, and we're going to ship them off and fly them off to their countries and this, that, and the third. Let me tell you something. A lot of those federal planes that's taking these people across the seas to take them back. Audio listeners, you cannot see my little air quote fingers, because they're flying those planes and they're doing a complete U-turn. They're flying over the ocean and doing a complete U-turn. Who are y'all dropping off? What are y'all dropping off? These people are not reaching their destinations. No, something is going on. And let me tell you something right now. When they start putting U.S. citizens in those detention centers, I bet not hear a fucking word. No, I bet not hear nothing. Because we all were warned. We got people that are U.S. citizens that they got like a Spanish sounding name. Somebody may look Caribbean, or somebody may look Jamaican, or somebody may look like they're not from here. And they're just being taken out by the droves. I talked about slippery slopes. I said this. Y'all called me out for it. Y'all said, oh, this ain't my fight. Like, y'all can't make me do nothing. Not. Okay. So when it's at your doorstep. And that's all I got to say about it. We're 11 minutes in here. We got to get into the things, because I have to remember that this is a celebrity gossip show. We have a lot to get into. We got to talk about Diddy in this verdict, child. We also have to talk about how people, like celebrities, are being like real weird about that around in with Armand Wiggins and Candy Burris and all them. Just weird behavior going on around that Diddy story. We also got to talk about Nicki Minaj and how she thinks Jay-Z is out to get her. All that and more coming up on the Darren Green Show. All right, so our first topic, we got to talk about Diddy. Yeah, we got to talk about this verdict and how unfortunate it is and how many people are being very weird surrounding this situation. We'll get into all of that right now, but the verdict is in. I'm going to read this excerpt from the Neighborhood Talk, and I'm going to give you guys my thoughts, okay? Now, it said that the verdict is in for Sean Diddy Combs as the jury officially reached a decision on all charges in this high-profile trial. After weeks of an explosive testimony and intensive media coverage, the courtroom erupted as the judge read the jury's decision. Guilty of transportating both Cassie and a Jane Doe across state lines for illegal activity, but the jury cleared him for all RICO and sex trafficking charges tied to both women. He faces a max of 20 years for guilty charges, possibly. The trial stems from a federal investigation into allegations that Diddy was involved in sprawling criminal enterprise that allegedly included sex trafficking, drug distribution, and assault. Multiple accusers came forward claiming that the music mogul used his power and influence to the industry to manipulate, abuse, and silence victims over a span of several years. Throughout the trial, prosecutors presented graphic witness testimony, surveillance footage, and electronic communications said to implicate Combs in coordinating activities. The defense argues that the accusations were extravagant and fabricated by individuals with personal or financial motives. Okay, so yeah, it's a lot going on. It's a lot that happened. I believe that He was found guilty for the transportation of the Jane Doe and Cassie, but not for RICO, not for racketeering conspiracy, not for the sex trafficking. And yeah, I would be lying if I told you that I was surprised. I was not surprised at all. The justice system continues to fail the American people every day. And that's just, it just is what it is. And when you look at a person like a Diddy, a person that's very, he's famous, he's powerful, he's very influential. He has access to lawyers that can do the impossible. You get what I'm saying? I mean, he was found guilty for a couple of things. And that can result to prison time. They saying about 20 years. I don't think 20 years. I think maybe 5 years, 3 years on good behavior. You get what I'm saying? I honestly don't even see that. But I mean, he is going to go to prison. I mean, it's very, I think he is. They haven't done the sentencing yet. We will see, but I just know the justice system, they always fail. And then I even knew that there was going to be some issues when they had the delay for the first verdict. There was one person that wasn't in accordance to what was going on. They were essentially being the oddball out, saying that, well, you know what, I think he innocent. So I guess they had a compromise to be like, all right, well, we ain't going to get him for the racketeering stuff, but we're going to get him for the transportation and the prostitution stuff. I think that's terrible. And let's talk about this jury selection, because somebody said this on TikTok. They said regular people do not deserve to be a juror. Like, at the end of the day, somebody with criminal justice experience should be in the jury. I don't care if you want to make it like an entry level job or something like that. That's something to get the people that want to get into criminal justice. That's how they start off. They start off a jury and then they make their way up into whatever. But like, at the end of the day, you getting the public is just, it never works. I've heard people sit there and say that an actual sitting jury member saying, I think the person did it just because the way he was dressing. Just because the way somebody dresses is determining if somebody's guilty or not. That's crazy. That's very crazy. And I mean, I even knew when they said that, when they reported on the fact that when they were showing the freak-offs at the courthouse, after trial, there was some of the jury members laughing. They were not taking this serious. They were not taking this serious at all. And it shows, because yes, I personally believe that Diddy did a lot of the things that he's being accused of. I definitely feel like the racketeering is definitely a thing. A lot of the drug crime, little business, little syndicate that he had going on, child, with the Tootsie and all that stuff with the Jaguar was saying. No. But this is where we are. This is where we are. He is not going to be fully held accountable for the shit that he gets himself into. I feel bad for Cassie, because Cassie was the one that really started this all. She really got the ball rolling, and we're watching how she's not looked at as the perfect victim. And let's be very clear, there is no such thing as a perfect victim. There really is no such thing as a perfect victim, because nobody's perfect. And yes, people have their faults, and yes, people have a part in the story that may not be likable. Okay, she was over there cursing out some of the sex workers or whatever. Because this man done came out. I'm about to show you. This is what this man said. One of the male escorts, which I'm like, girl, how was you able to work for that demographic, and you looking how you looking? But anyway, this is what he said about Cassie.
Ventura, your idol, did this to herself. She exposed herself to liability when she got on the stand and decided to mention me as the male escort who was with her when she overdosed and Diddy made her have sex with him. That was a lie, people. Cassie had just woke up from sleeping 8 hours. Myself and Sean Combs were exhausted. We wanted to go home. Cassie's the one who forced that sexual encounter. People, she tells you that Sean Combs made her have sex.
And look, let me just say this, because I don't want to sound a certain way, but we got to sound a certain way. You don't look the type for somebody to force themselves onto. And I know I ain't shit. I know I'm medium, whatever you want to call it, or what they want to call it, unconventionally attractive, or whatever you want to say. But let me tell you something. Cassie forced you to do what? Okay.
Sex on her menstrual cycle. I can't speak for anyone else but myself. But I know the one time that did happen, that Sean Combs was not responsible for, that Cassie, in a drunken, intoxicated, hormonally imbalanced state due to her period, manipulated and forced herself on me during her menstrual cycle. And what I mean by that is I had no knowledge she was on her menstrual cycle because the room was completely dark. She manipulated the room. She manipulated the environment to get what she wanted, and then she totally got up like I was the one who should have been grateful. You're on your period. That's
yeah. So we gonna keep it moving. And he kept it pushing. Like I said, definitely feel like, and I saw the audio that Cassie was threatening to expose some videos or whatever. Cassie, she became a product of her environment. This is what she went through when she was dealing with Diddy. And at the end of the day, did I find it kind of suspicious? And okay, Cassie, girl, what's going on? Yes. Maybe she came into this relationship thinking that she was going to be the madame, or thinking that she was going to be the dominatrix. And then she got dominated and she got abused in the process. if that is the case, I feel like justice should be served also. I mean, I feel like Diddy is the main villain in this. Y'all not going to sit there and say, you're not going to sit there and say that she forced herself onto you and Diddy. That don't make any sense. It don't make any sense. Okay. I find it weird that we've kind of, the conversation is kind of going into a different direction than what I thought it was. But it always seems to happen. I mean, eventually, like, everybody was, when it was R. Kelly situation, everybody was on the fence of, okay, well, yeah, R. Kelly did this, this, that, the third, boom, get him up. And then now they're like, oh, well, actually, we need to free him because he's suicidal and we feel bad and I still want to rock his music. Like, people, y'all, this celebrity worship is going to have a lot of y'all messed up. Ciao. It is what it is. There's really nothing more to say about the situation. We will get back with you with the sentencing. But as of right now, yeah, Diddy done did it. He done got away a little bit, kind of. But anyway, let's talk about these people that's been weird surrounding the situation. Because the dude, y'all know Armand Wiggins, child. I talked about him, I think, a couple of times on this show in my history on YouTube here. Just a couple of times. There was nothing good coming out of this person right here. I mean, I remember when he was on Facebook doing the Facebook Live thing before people really knew what he was about and stuff like that. I mean, at that point, it did seem a little he had a little bit of journalistic integrity back then, but now I don't know what he's doing. So basically, he's been covering, or he's been outside of the courthouse just running amok. Okay, let's just, for lack of a better term, right? He's been outside of the courthouse covering the Diddy trial, right? Air quotes. And at the end of the trial, when we got the verdict, he decided to step outside, take his shirt off, and let random people throw baby oil on his body. Yeah. I don't know why. I think we kind of lost the plot here. This is very weird. This is very Boondocks coded. If y'all remember that episode, that R. Kelly episode with the Boondocks when R. Kelly got free and everybody was like, yeah, they're dancing and doing all this other stupid shit. So now we're resorting to this for a clout and attention, because that's exactly what happened. He was plastered all over the blogs, news organizations. I mean, look at this girl. This girl look like Spice, but she not Spice. Because Spice, no. He comes out with a statement basically apologizing or whatever. Let me just read what he says, y'all. Because we're going to talk about the other clip that he made, his initial when he went live and he was defending himself. But we're going to read this little apology or lack thereof. He said, yesterday, a clip of me outside of the courthouse went viral and I was taking out of context. I hate when people start with, there's a couple of things I loathe. There's a couple of things that I truly loathe entirely. It's when a motherfucker sits there and says, what happened was taken out of this conversation was taken out of context. And when we get the goddamn context, it's not contexting. Okay. Out of context. That pissed me off. We're going to continue. He said, what started as a lighthearted moment, part of a long running joke with my audience, was misinterpreted as support of Sean Diddy Combs. Okay. That was never my intention. Okay. For the past 60 days, I worked hard to cover this case. And with honesty and objectively, that moment was about sharing a bit of levity with the community that has been on this journey with me. Nothing more. I fully understand how the timing and optics may have felt hurtful, especially survivors of abuse. I sincerely apologize to anyone who was impacted or disappointed. This has been a reminder to move with great care, and I remain committed to doing this work with integrity and heart. You have no goddamn integrity, Armand. You have no journalistic integrity. And you have no integrity morally. You could give a fuck less about the victims that were brought up in this trial. You basically gave Cassie your ass to kiss. You saying that them putting baby oil on you wasn't in support of Diddy? That wasn't in support of Diddy? Am I in another universe right now? Somebody please. Somebody please say this. I mean, like I said with the whole Jason, when I was talking about Jason Lee in his interview with Phaedra Parks, it's the lack of integrity. It's the lack of journalistic integrity. This is beyond problematic. Like I said, we lost the plot. You were sought out. You went out to report on what's going on with the Diddy trials. And you celebrated. No, you celebrated the verdict by throwing baby oil on you. Would you have done that if he was found guilty of all? I mean, nobody knows, right? Nobody knows what the outcome would have been. I like to think you probably would have had a different response. That's just my personal opinion. I think you would have went on home and conducted business how you usually do. Honestly, truly. Now, you supported Diddy. You support because you thought that everybody else supported Diddy and everybody else was okay, well, it seems like the opinion has kind of changed. The public perception has kind of changed. So let me just do some viral shit and make fun of the whole situation. Look, Nosy on TikTok said it best. You're either doing skits or you're doing journalism. You can't do both. You cannot do both. Yeah, what can I say? I've said this before, and I'm saying this again. You bitches will never be Wendy Williams. And I bring her up every time because I'm just like, she would not do it now. Let me tell you something now. Wendy definitely said some fucked up shit back in the day, child. I ain't gonna lie. She would never do this. She would never do this. And I know you gotta be yourself and you can't really coattail on somebody else's whatever. But if y'all wanna get to that level, like nobody will ever take you serious for this anymore. You're like deduced to like a Kai Cenat streamer. And I'm not trying, even Kai Cenat got more coof than you. And that's saying a lot. That's saying a whole lot. It's like you're deduced to a DDG streamer. Now you're a streamer. We're not going to you for the facts. We're not going to you for news. You're not breaking nothing. Like you're making jokes and you're making fun of the victims that were at the hands of this toxic man. And also to add a little, as a gay man doing this, a gay black man type shit. Like it's not coof and it was very corny. And I wanted to wait till I get on the podcast to really gather my opinions on this. I wasn't just going to do a one-off TikTok video talking about this. I wanted to wait and let that shit marinate. Yeah, you are fucking trash. You are trash. You have not had hit. I mean, people are watching you. Like, you've done that. You have a successful viewer listenership that tunes into your lives, but it's only because you do fuck shit like this. Like, you're not breaking any news. You're not, like, hang it up. Like, you're the skits guy. You're going to be the streamer. You're a streamer. You know, good for you. People love toxicity and people, there's a really big community. It's very conservative. He's become kind of right wing a little bit too. And I hate to get political, but we got to get a little political. And people love that. People love that now. It's acceptable. He can't really get canceled. He's not going to get any type of repercussions for this. He's going to continue on to do his show. And you know what? Good for you. I love to see a black man get paid, but golly. The amount of buffoonery. And speaking of buffoonery, since we're talking about weird ass celebrities, Young Miami, freaking mule. You're going to sit there with that post and delete. At least stand on your shit, Carisha. Going to sit there and do a post and delete of Justin Bieber going like this, doing a little clock it. And mind you, Justin Bieber doing it with the wrong fingers, child. Anyway, after this damn verdict, girl, we know what she was talking about. Okay, girl, you just continue on and ship the controlled substances in your ass. That's what you do. Do that shit over there, child. Shout out to JT, child. Shout out to JT, child. That's the real one. That's the one that was writing your lyrics anyway. So yeah, no. Young Miami is done. And who else is done? In my book, Candy Burris and Shamir, y'all fake as hell. Which brings up another conversation when it comes to people being weird around this whole Diddy situation. Now, people caught Shamir and Candy Burris liking a post that's supporting Diddy. Now, I'm going to read this caption because this girl named Ebony Electra or whatever, I think that's what her name is, child. Her caption, she posted the whole Diddy situation. Oh, hold on. Let me show it to y'all, child, for the visual listeners, child. Y'all could pause to read. I can read a little bit of it, but it basically says opinions. We all are entitled to them. Mistakes. We all make them. Judging. We all do it. Gossip. We are guilty of. God's will, okay, is higher than my any opinion, mistake, judgment, or gossip. If this is God's will for Puff and Diddy, then that is his will. In the end, what we think does not compare to his will. Who are we to judge? That's God's job. It's all in his hands. You never know. My opinion. And we saw that Candy and Shamir liked this post. Now, is this in support of Diddy? I mean, I think that I guess it is in support of Diddy because the verdict then came out and he was found not guilty of a lot of things. And now we're deducing it to, oh, this is God's will. God will have plans for him and all this other stuff. We also seen Tiny bare her little head into this, basically saying, People want to charge you so bad for being freaky is nasty work, right? Yeah, that's what Tiny said. Girl, you be beating bitches up because you mad that your man was looking at the girl that you agreed to be a Three's Company to. You mad that your man was looking at her too longer when he was getting both of y'all in and that you want to beat her up. That's the type of woman you are, Tiny. We're going to get into the freaky conversation, but when we're talking about, like, when people are being met and we want people to be held accountable and somehow it doesn't happen in the way that we want it, we want to sit there and say, well, God has plans for them and God is going to have the final say and going to have the final judgment and yada, yada, and yada, bullcrap. And I don't mean to offend nobody because I understand that the higher power will have his final say on Diddy. I do believe that. But while this motherfucker's on this earth currently, he needs to be held accountable. I cannot stand when somebody wants to sit there and put God into the... God looking at y'all like, what I done did? Why not? Now see what I done did? I ain't even say anything. Y'all put me in this. Mind his business up in the sky. Okay, at the end of the day, if a person, people need to be held accountable for what the shit that they be doing. I can't just leave it up to up there. I can't leave it up to up there with people. Some people need to get their just desserts in real time, in real life, while we are all on this planet. Let's be very clear on that. So for Candy and Shamir to like that shit, and I think Candy still follows Diddy. Candy, with your pass, I would have stayed clear. Because now I'm just like, what did you try to drug Porsche? Did you? I don't know. Like, it's definitely... looking that way. And anyway, back to Tiny basically saying, well, y'all coming for the freaks. And at the end of the day, freaks, this conversation gets so, I was going to say watered down, but we kind of lose the plot here. We're talking about abuse. I ain't got no issues. And I said this very early on into this whole situation. I don't think people that get into freak offs, or what people used to call back in the day orgies or parties, I don't think people like that should be... He definitely gave people like that a bad name because I don't think that there's anything innately evil about people or sinister or demonic or whatever you want to call it for people that, you know, they want to have these three companies or they want to have four or five people have this little engagement with each other. I think that's fine. But we're not talking about that. Diddy forced himself on multiple women and traffic them and drug them and beat them. All the things that don't be happening at your regular degla orgy porgy. They don't be happening at your regular degla freak off. They get it in and they go home. No, he wanted you to stay for 3 days. 3 days of freak off. There's no way you can consent to that. It's not that people are coming for him because he's a freak. It's that he's an abuser. There's a difference. And I think y'all are just, y'all, these celebrities and their brain cells, their brain cells just completely, I don't even know, child. I don't even know. These people are dumb. They're getting on my nerves. Like, we have to talk about these clear distinctions because it's going to get real, the waters are getting real murky. Just like when Jason Lee had that interview with Phaedra recently for his show, and they were talking about, and look at me defending Candy now, when they were talking about, well, Candy was real gung-ho on nothing ever happened or nothing happened, and now she's like real, she's opened her bedroom to other people and did other things, and she's a really freaky girl. No, that wasn't what was being accused of her. She wasn't being accused of being freaky. She was being accused of being a rapist. And the fact that Jason Lee and Phaedra sat there and was like, well, yeah, I feel like I took the heat. And like, we're not going to be, let's not be revisionist historians. Just like the same thing with Diddy. He's not being tried because he's a freak. He's being tried because he was an abuser. Simple. Full stop. I'm actually done with this. Let's move on. Because y'all getting on my nerve. I swear I'll be talking to myself, child. I'll be getting myself worked up, honey. And somebody else to get themselves worked up, child. Speaking of that, Nicki Minaj. Oh, girl. Yeah, we got to talk about it. I really did try to steer clear of this topic because, and it may appear, like I told myself that I'm like, oh, like I'm so far away off of stan culture and stuff like that. I still have love in my heart for Nicki. Like, I seen this girl 2 times in a row with the Pink Friday 2 tour. And that was the worst time. I was tired as hell them 2 days, child, because I had to work in between. But I've seen her show, and she was amazing. And I still think she's amazing. I think that I'm going to preface this entire topic because I already know I might lose some followers because you follow me because I was pro bar back then. I'm still a fan. I'm always going to be a fan, or y'all going to curse me out in the comments, whatever comes last. But I just want to preface this before anybody says anything. I love this girl down. I love this girl down to the moon, to the sky, like not to the moon, to the sky, like to the end of time. You get what I'm saying? Love her down. I think we're going through some psychosis right now. I got to say what I'm feeling because this is crazy. This is not right. So Nicki Minaj is raising some eyebrows. Let's just get into it. After calling out her low Instagram live numbers. Now, during the recent live stream, the rapper seemed confused as the lack of viewers. She says in quotes, "What's surprising is the amount of people on Instagram, remarkably low. I wonder who's behind that. I wonder who's afraid." Here's the video in question.
Surprise. What a surprise. The amount of people on Instagram is remarkably low. I wonder who's behind that. I wonder who's afraid.
Okay, we can stop here. Like I said, I was very hesitant of talking about this. I think we're going through some type of psychosis. I definitely feel like that. And I feel like the fans are enabling this psychosis. Because what do you mean Jay-Z is shadow banning you from Instagram? What do you mean by that? What do you mean when you were on Twitter and was saying, well, see, they got rid of my Twitter likes. Rock Nation got rid of my Twitter likes. If you did an ounce of research, honey, Elon Musk got rid of your damn Insta likes. Now, there were some people that were saying that, hey, I am unable to watch the live. There's people that did a whole screen share of a video of them trying to watch her live, and it boots them out of the live. Honey, that's something that you got to take up with Mark Zuckerberg. That is meta, honey. That is meta. And if you think that Jay-Z or Roc Nation or whoever, child, because in that direction is trying to get you, where is the Carfax? Kind of, if you're going to sit there and say it, this is paranoia. This is paranoia, and your freaking fanatics are enabling the psychosis. Y'all are going to enable her ass into a conservatorship. And I'm not trying to be exaggeratory. I'm telling you what it is. They did it to Britney. They did it to Wendy. You get what I'm saying? And they can do it to Nicki, child. And I'm going to tell you right now, if that is the case, let's knock on wood, because I actually don't want to see that. I don't want that to happen, because I know that husband will be real happy. Honey, he'll be sitting comfortable if that happens. Let's be very clear on that. So I think that I'm not saying if you are a fan of hers to tell her the truth or stuff like that. Just whatever this is, let it pass. And she'll eventually get the hint that, okay, well, all right, let me just move on to the next little thing that I want to get. I do not think that Roc Nation, Jay-Z, or whoever else is really out to get you. If that's the case, then it'll be stupid on his part, because you have nothing to promote. You're not promoting nothing. You're not going on tour. You're not dropping any music. You're not dropping an album, a project, a collaboration, a business venture. You're not doing nothing right now. So wouldn't the opportune time for him to do that is when you were on tour, or when you were promoting something, or when you are, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it makes no sense that he's doing this now. You haven't said nothing. You're not going to say nothing, because you continue to get on Queen Radio, lack thereof, because this is not the Queen Radio I knew, because we got into things back in the day when we was on Apple. Okay. And you say things like, oh, well, they're trying to get me. They're going to get me. They hacked into my pages and I allowed them, and they're doing all this devious stuff. And I'm the Lord's highly favored person and all this other stuff. But you're not really getting into the things. You're not really sharing the receipts. You're not doing that because you don't have receipts, because it's not happening. I think that it is kind of weird that there is only 2,000 people. Like, Nicki, you got to understand, you got a lot of enemies. It is kind of weird that only 2,000 people are on your Instagram live. Like I said, that's something you got to take up with Meta. And honey, everybody has been getting hit. And I'm not just trying to sit there and say, well, I've been shadow banned. Everybody has been shadow banned. Like, social media has freaking changed. Like, it even started, I mean, way back when Kylie Jenner complained to Instagram, because when Instagram was moving to Reels, it kind of phased out the picture aspect of Instagram, which Kylie Jenner only take pictures. She don't do a lot of videos. So it kind of hurt her numbers. You get what I'm saying? So, and this is way back when. This was way back when Reels was first introduced to Instagram. There has been an algorithm problem with Instagram for a long time. The system is freaking dated. Okay, this system tries to act like TikTok, and it fails every time. I mean, the interface in Instagram is disgusting. It's horrible. Yes, there's a lot of errors. There's a lot of errors that goes on that app. I don't think it has anything to do with Jay-Z. Especially if you're not giving me the facts. You're not giving me any receipts that it is. And if you're not going to sue these people, because it's clear as day, you got a case. If it is true, go ahead. That's something you want to get on your little soapbox and just speak innuendos. You want to shade Beyonce, and you got the beehives riled up, because now, and what the barbs are doing right now on Twitter, since they can't win with this conversation that Roc Nation and Jay-Z is after Nicki, y'all can't win with this conversation on Twitter. Now what's going viral is who outmugs who. Oh, is it Beyonce? Does Beyonce outmug Nicki? Does Nicki outweigh outmug Beyonce? Who gives a goddamn? They both bad bitches. Like, You get what I'm saying? So what are we talking about? What are we doing? Why are we doing it? And honestly, Nikki, I hope you get everything you desire in life. I love you down. I'm going to support you if you drop new music. When it's always about music, I'm always here to support. But honey, this ain't it. This is not it. I'm sounding like Zachary Campbell. You messing up your legacy. Like, because you work hard for your legacy. And this is what it gets deduced to. You're kind of Britney Spears-ing us right now. No shade to Britney. And it's sad to watch. It's really sad to watch. Y'all will tell me what y'all think in the comments. I know y'all finna curse me out. I already know. I know y'all about to call me everything but a child of God. Every y'all gonna call me the goddamn blob, every type of fat joke y'all can find, child. I get it. It's fine. I will die on this hill. I do not think that she is being targeted by Roc Nation or Jay-Z at all. Jay-Z is doing other things. I'm not trying to say that you on her, you're not on his radar or anything like that, but you really not. Anyway, hey, it just is what it is. Now, another thing, is there any other thing? Oh, yeah, there is other topics that I want to get into. I do want to talk about Holly for a little bit. Shout out to Holly. Because what she going to find? She going to always find her dreadhead. Okay, because it seems like Holly was enjoying her Italian summer, child. In new images obtained by TMZ, the singer was spotted getting cozy with a mysterious man. Okay. In one photo, the two were on the boat in swimwear, holding each other's hands, sharing kisses and stuff like that. The romantic sighting comes week after Holly was granted temporary sole custody of her one-year-old son, Halo, whom she shares with the YouTuber DDG. A final custody hearing is scheduled later this month. First of all,
you will not bring your ghetto here.
That was the wrong button, child. I meant the bomb button. I'm sorry. My bad, Holly. Shout out to you. And a lot of people are sitting there saying that, oh, well, this is too soon. Bitch, DDG is over here mouth harassing India Love and her weird ass. So if Holly want to sit up there on a boat getting tongue and cheeky with some mystery man, goddamn it, let her do that shit. Because she goddamn deserves it. All the shit that DDG done put her ass through. He look like an old head, too. Okay, Holly. I ain't know you like them old heads, child. And, yeah. Shout out to Holly. I just want to say shout out to Holly. You deserve this, and you also deserve soul custody. I'm sending the ancestors to you, honey, so you can get let me stop. I ain't no witch. Speaking of doo-doo garbage, yeah, he's over here beefing with some streamer by the name of Reggie, and he got called out because he's beefing with Reggie, Lil Rodney's son, right? That's him right there. Sorry to all your listeners. They going back and forth, and basically, DDG changed his home screen wallpaper to Reggie's deceased father. Yeah. So he's getting dragged for that. I mean, people did say that Reggie was like coming for Halo or something like that, was coming for his child. So I'm like, okay, all right. Well, if you come for somebody's child, all bets are kind of off. So if that's the case, DG, all right, okay, I see it. But even still, like, you got some deceased person on your phone, weirdo. That's why they done changed. Look, when you search up DDG in Apple Music, and I literally tested this too on my phone, you put the poop emoji on Apple Music, DDG's name populates. Thank goodness. Yes, that is the truth. Girl. Had to get my little drink on. I'm tired of seeing him. I'm honestly tired of seeing him. I'm tired of seeing a lot of people, child. I really am. Anyway, I guess we can get into a who child before we get about here. This is going to be a short episode. I don't have really much to say. Monique says she doesn't do religion and that she believes in the universe. Let's hear what she has to say, child.
Christian? No. You're not a Christian? Do you believe in God?
I believe in the universe.
How about God?
You call it God. I call it the universe. The universe is everywhere. So I believe everything starts with the universe. The love I have for the universe allows me to love everybody with no judgment whatsoever. Whatever you do, however you do it. So I don't play in groups. I don't play Christianity. I don't play Muslim. I don't play Baptist. I simply play love. I belong to the group called love, and I believe in the universe.
So when you say universe, are you saying the universe is God?
Right. Oh. Yes. You call it God. I say the universe. I say it's always, everywhere, all the time, sees all things, everything. So what you say God, because see, for me, in my humble opinion, especially in our community, God got a lot of restrictions. God got a lot of rules. God jealous. God be mad as shit, Jesse. God gonna punish you and send you to hell. I don't want to fool with him. God cost 10% of my money. What now? Wait a minute.
I'm on 10% of the money.
Wait a minute. Why am I paying? So for me, it got to Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I just say, I want to just love you. And that's it.
Amazing.
And if there's any Christians that watch me, I don't know if y'all do, because I get into a lot of things that y'all probably don't get into. But if, hey, how you doing? I feel the same way. I never found a way to like say that in words, but she encapsulates it so well. And it's not in the case of, oh, I don't believe God is real. I just believe there is just a universe. No, God is the universe. When we look at like different structures and different things, when we look at space, I'm shooting blanks right now. But when we look into the universe, like into deep space, and we see different structures and different forms, it mimics brain neurons. You get what I'm saying? What if he is just one big old brain and we just living all in it? You get what I'm saying? And I definitely feel like just, you call it God, I call it the universe. That's so true, because it's just, God got many names. I mean, some people call him Allah. Some people call him Yahweh. Some people call him Jehovah. Some people call him, regular people, we call him God. And some people just call him the universe, or call it the universe. And I think that's okay. Now, we still got some people saying, okay, she can believe what she want to believe. My God is real. And yes, you can believe what you want to believe. And that's the joy of it. I think people should have freedom of this belief. So when I say thank the stars, or when I say, when I mention to the universe, I don't want y'all telling me, well, you need to say God, because you saying the universe is pissing me off. Why is it pissing you off? I'm not making you say it. You can say glory to God, God be the glory, all that stuff, who popping the holla. I ain't got a problem with that. So let me have mines, and I'll let you have yours. I believe in the universe. You call the universe God. We are talking about the same deity. We are talking about the same thing, just a different font. Even when you look at the Bible, there's like hundreds of different denominations, because they all got together and read a book and said, well, I feel like this is what this scripture meant. And this person said, I feel like this with this man. And they went on their separate ways and had different communities and different denominations. And that's how all the religions came about, because a bunch of people read one book and got something different out of it. And that's what some people view life as. I'm looking at it in a different perspective. I'm seeing that, you know, what if he is just the universe? Because if he's everywhere, y'all say that he's water. Y'all say he's the earth, the sky, the plants. He's in us. He's in everything. That's the universe. That is the universe. And I do not mean to offend, because you can believe whatever you want to believe in. That's the joy of being human, because we have difference of opinions. I love this topic. I love closing out with this topic, child. I think, because we could talk about this for days, child. But tell me what y'all think about it in the comments. And with that being said, we are done for today. Like I said, it was a short episode. Not really much to talk about. We will see you next time for the next set of topics. Okay? See you later.